sleeping in halacha, which literally means a person has, let's say, shenas keval mita. So, and then there are lower, let's call it lower intensities of sleep. I'm not talking about, you know, from the standpoint of medicine, where somebody could literally measure, you know, what, REM a person was in, or, you know, that kind of scientific gradation. But this is something called misnamnim in halacha, where the Gemara says it's nim velo nims, tir velo tir, that a person is awake but not awake, asleep but not asleep. Lo yada la dure svara, that if you would like start nudging them, they wouldn't be able to answer necessarily coherently. That is a halachic state called misnamnim. Okay? Now, in principle, the Gemara says a person who is misnamnim can indeed be yotzei the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. That is very hard to understand, because if you see this especially with children, but even to a certain extent with adults. It's very hard to know if you were asleep. You'll know if you were asleep, but in terms of misnamnim, a person is dozing off, it's very hard for a person to know. Somebody will tell them, oh, you just fell asleep and you just woke up. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes the following. It's a very brilliant suggestion, which doesn't emerge naturally from the Gemara, but I think it really resonates. So he says is, when the Gemara says that kara misnamnim is yatsa, that literally means the Baal Kore. That means the person reading the Megillah itself, because we assume that if he's able to get the words out, he was literally awake for each word, even though he's kind of in a half slumbering state. But for somebody in the audience who is misnamnim, he doesn't think it'd be yotze, because he says, Yafshar, it's impossible that he didn't fall asleep for some of the words. Okay, so this is like a really interesting halachic scenario, where normally we say that whatever's true of the Baal Kore has to be true of the person who's listening, because Shomea Ka'ona, that's the whole point. It's really the same, that listening is the same as reading it yourself. But the halacha category of misnamnim is really an interesting nafkamin, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, because the Baal Kore can be a misnamnim, but the listener, the Shomea, cannot be a misnamnim. He cannot be in a state of slumber, in a state of dozing off. So that's something that's fascinating at the abstract level, and also important to keep in mind that a person who's going to hear the Megillah again has to hear every single word. So that's point number one. Point number two is that leads us to a broader discussion of Kavana. So whatever we think in general of mitzvos trichos Kavana, mitzvos seinen trichos Kavana, there's no question that for the mitzvos of Dibor, things like Kriya Shema and Mikra Megillah, that there's an additional level of kavana that's required. It doesn't mean that you have to understand it. As we spoke about yesterday, you could speak not a blessed word of Hebrew and completely fulfill your obligation of hearing the Megillah. It's read as long as you listen to every word. Not a word. You didn't understand the word, but you could fulfill your mitzvah Mikra Megillah. But you have to have kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah. Okay, now what about the Shliach Tzibor? The Shliach Tzibor probably doesn't know the name of everybody in the room. He may not see everybody in the room. So the Gemara explains, this is true of Tkiyah Shofar as well, and it's equally true of Mikra Megillah, that what we're looking for from the Shliach Tzibor is implicit Kavana. That he knows he's the one who's reading the Megillah. That means that he has in mind the following idea. Anybody who could hear my reading, I have that person in mind to fulfill the Megillah. I don't need to know the person. I don't need to know their social security number. I don't need to be able to see the person. I don't need to know that they're in the room right now. But I have in mind to mimotzi anybody who can hear this reading. Now, what that holds up with is what we call achore beis haknesses. That means that somebody who's out in the hallway, who can hear every single word, let's say doesn't want to come in, let's say they're with a child, they could technically fulfill their obligation of reading the Megillah as long as they hear every single word. Same thing with Tkiyah Shofar. That's the way it works. That's what we're looking for. The Aruch HaShulchan says you have to remind the Shliach Tzibor about that. It's not just about having kavana for the people that he knows, it's just not about having kavana for the people that he sees. It's about having kavana for anybody who could possibly hear the Megillah, you know, from that individual. Now again, it's very, very important that those individuals themselves apply kavana. The kavana is a two-way street. It has to go in both directions. Rabbi Chanan ben Kashra.